of your marketing cues, I'm taking over. So I'm kind of doing this video on the fly. Look at my fuzzy hair. You know, I straightened my hair this morning and you wouldn't even know it. Anyway, I'm doing this video on the fly because I'm super busy today. So I'm not a big fan of driving in the car videos, but I'm going to do one anyway because it's just the easiest way for me to get something out to all of you. So I am heading out today to run a bunch of errands, and I am leaving on Wednesday morning to go to Las Vegas. I get asked to speak at conferences several times a year. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. It used to be, back in the day, I would go to every conference and I would, you know, speak at all of them. But today, I'm not so interested in traveling as much. However, when it comes to Las Vegas or Florida or California or those fun places, even like Phoenix or Dallas, if it's going to be warm and all expenses are paid, I'm there, baby. So this week happens to be a conference in Las Vegas at Bally's. It's for home health care and hospice. So I'm headed out that direction, so it's going to be a very busy week. And my husband gets to go with me, which is totally awesome. So it's going to be a busy week for us. And what I am going to teach at this conference is the same thing that we talk about every day, and that's the best practices for marketing in 2018, mostly the online marketing piece. And I'm going to be talking to one day a group of home health agencies and one day a group of hospice. So no matter where your leads typically come from, even if they're mostly doctor referrals or social worker referrals, it's never a bad idea to have an excellent online presence, because you will get leads from your online presence. And even if you only got 3 leads a year from your online presence, but those leads turned into some big cases, that would more than pay for an excellent website and continuous content and social media engagement. So when you're thinking about how much your online presence is serving you, just remember that 2 or 3 cases from that online presence a year could mean, you know, many thousands of dollars that you would have otherwise never seen. So be sure your online presence is up to date, and make sure that you're actually engaging in social media. Facebook has become one of the best places for home care agencies to market. And I don't know if you noticed this, but I did. In the last few days, you know, we talked about Facebook changing their algorithm. They have. And so, I also mentioned this before, I'm in a lot of Instant Pot groups. Cooking in the Instant Pot is one of my favorite things. And my feed is full of Instant Pot group posts now instead of all the other stuff I normally see. So, it would be a great idea for your home care agency to build your fan base on your Facebook business page and then start a group that is supportive in nature. Let other people support each other and you be supportive of them as the expert, and start that group, because they will see your posts more than anything else. So I think what we're going to do, I'm going to do a beta test with a couple of our current clients. We're going to start some Facebook groups on their Facebook business pages. And we are going to see how much engagement it requires to get people involved in that group. We might even do a little advertising to help spur the people to, you know, get on that group. And this doesn't need to be your clients. In fact, if it's not your current clients, that's even better, because these are people who need help, who haven't come to you yet. So you may be able to help some of them with home care. So we're going to do a little beta test. It's kind of in the back of my brain, but we are going to start down that road. I love to do a few different beta tests and trials throughout the year to see what marketing tactics that we use would actually translate and work really well for our home care agency clients. So we're going to start that soon. So I just wanted to say hello to everybody, and this is a short quickie, but if you have time to think about that Facebook page that you have, how many people have actually are your fans? How many people have given you that thumbs up? And whoever that is, if you have, you know, 1,000, 2,000 people, which I would highly recommend, in your local area giving you that thumbs up. And by the way, don't buy likes. You can buy likes. You can buy likes on Fiverr.com, but they're all going to be from China and India, and they're not from places that you actually care about, so don't do that. You can advertise and increase your likes, or you can, and you have to be very active on your Facebook page. That's what we do for our clients. We increase their fan base substantially. Once you've done that, you can create a group, and that group, with a little advertising, not too, anything too expensive, will take off, but you have to be engaged. So, we'll do a little band test, see how it goes, and continue to report to everybody. I hope you all have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.